Today's shiur is Daf Ayin Dalad, or Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, by the two dots, about 10 lines from the bottom. And today's shiur is sponsored by my fellow Sam Shaman, Le'ilu Nishma, Scroll Isher Ben Tzion Ben Yaakov, and Shama Shadav and Aliyah. So, we're up to the two dots. Two dots says as follows: Rav Shimon Omer Minchas Chodesh Al Kahana. Rav Shimon said that if a Kohen has to bring a Minchas Chodesh, which is a mincha that's brought because he made some sin. Which sin? Either tumah or some sin regarding swearing, right? He has to bring a carbon. So if he's rich, it's carbon all of your rich. So let's assume he's bringing the carbon because he's very poor. So the Tanakhama held the entire carbon is offered in one shot, and the whole thing is burnt, and nobody eats it. Rav Shimon held it's offered in two stages, and nobody eats it. First, there's a kamita offered. Then the rest of it, the shiraver also offered on the mizbeach. Nothing gets eaten. Okay. Okay. Good. That's what we're going to discuss today. Very technical doc. Here we go. Minahani mili. How do we know all that? How do we know all what? How do we know that this machlokes between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon, right? It's the art site of Rav Shimon by Yochai, like Balmer. Tana Rabbanan, because we learned in a brisa, it says the following thing in a pasuk. It's the pasuk in Parshas Tzav. It says, no, I'm sorry, it's in Parshas Vayikra. V'hoisa lakoein kamincha, which means shetehei avodasa kisherabo. Okay, what does that mean? Avodasa kisherabo. Look at Rashi. Rashi says she'im chata, if the kohen sin. See the Rashi where I am. Sharek avodasa kasherabo, almost toward the end of the Rashi. You see the Rashi? She'im chata, if the kohen sin, then it's chayav lahavi mincha, and he has to bring a mincha, yachal lahakriva hu ba'atmo. He could bring it himself. Dahachi mashma, that's mashma. V'haisa lakohen minchas chotei shal atmo, kiminchas nidvato. Shachal lahakriva hu ba'atmo. In other words, he could bring it himself. Ask the Zivat HaKodesh, what kind of Kiddush is that? It's better to bring a carbon by yourself. By mitzvah bo yotzavi b'shulcha. What's the Kiddush? Shana Shizu Mekabetz says, the Kiddush is, maybe it's not his mishmar. His mishmar is not for another 6 months. He shows up and says, I made a false rule, whatever. I want to do it myself. So the answer is he's allowed to. Right, that's what it means. He's allowed to. Of course, it's always better to do your own mishmar. That's not what Rashi means. What Rashi means is, it's his long mishmar, and he doesn't have to let the other Kohanim do it. He's allowed to do it himself. Right, how do you know that? This is a hoitza, lakoin, kamincha. Ata or meshav, that's a kshirbo. You tell them, that's what it teaches you. That what? That your mutter, that you can do your own, he can bring it himself. Oeno el lahatir minchas chote shal kahanim. Maybe it's matir, maybe the pasuk comes to matir, that just like a minchas chote of Yisrael can be eaten. Maybe this also can be eaten. Maybe that's what it's going to teach you. Umani mekayin. And what do I do with the pasuk that says, v'chal minchas kohen kolil tihyeh lo seyachel? What do I do with the pasuk that says, no, a minchas kohen can't be eaten? What do I do with that? That's talking about minchas nidbaso. That's talking about a nidava. When the kohen wants to make a nidava. Aval chobaso. But if it's a chiyuv, he has to bring it. Why does he have to bring it? Because he swore falsely? Then, ain't that chalas? It could be eaten. I would think that. Talmud Lomar, to dispel any of this, it says, V'haisa lakohen kabincha, makish chovaso, linidvaso. The chov is compared to the nidava. Ma, nidvaso. Just like his nidava, ainu ne'achalas. It's not eaten. Af chovaso, ainu ne'achalas. So to the chov, can't be eaten. Good? Very good. Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, that was all the Tanakhama. Now Rav Shimon comes along and says, wait a minute. The chi nemar v'hoiso lakoed kimincha'so? Doesn't say that. It says, v'halo lo nemar elo kimincha. Meaning his own mincha. Ela lahakish minchas chote shel kahanim kimincha's chote shel Yisrael. They're compared to the kahanims are compared to the Yisrael. Ma minchas chote shel Yisrael nikbetes, ah minchas
chodesh al kahanim nikmetzes. Nikmetzes. That's why Rav Shimon holds that the mincha of a kohen is done in two stages. First is a kamita, and then the rest of it is also burnt. If that's true, then why can't a mincha chodesh of a kohen be eaten? The mincha chodesh of Yisrael can be eaten. Why not? Talmud Lomar, it says, Lakoin kamincha. Lakoin kamincha. Velo la'ishim kamincha. Right? What does that mean? Look at Rashi. It's the fourth wide line of Rashi. He says, L'idin mizbeach ein shavim minchas chodesh al kahanim u minchas chodesh al Yisrael. Why? V'shiare minchas chodesh al Yisrael ne'cholin. V'chodesh ahanim k'revin. So they're only compared regarding the kamitza. They're not compared regarding the shirayim, for whatever reason. Okay? So again, at the end of the day, haketzad, so what's pshat? Komet kar v'atmo, v'shirayim krevin v'atmo. Okay? So at the end of the day, the chacham holds that a minchas chote of a koet, the whole thing is brought in one shot. Okay? And Rabbi Shimon holds, no, it's brought in two stages, it's a kamitza, then the rest of it's brought, but either way, everybody agrees, doesn't get eaten. Okay? So far, so good? Now, the Gemara says like this. Hasha dehavadasa ksheira bo mechacha nafka mechacha nafka. So what did we just learn? We just learned that a Kohen had a... We said one of these psukim here taught us that a Kohen can come do the avodah anytime he wants. It's his own private carver. Doesn't have to be his mishpah. He can come whenever he wants. We have another source for that. Menayin lekohen shabbat u'makav karbonos v'cholayis v'chol shashi yirtzeh. How do you know a kohen come whenever you want? Talmud Lomar, different pasuk. It says uba b'chol avas nafsho v'sharei. Right? The pasuk says like this. Listen to this pasuk. It's a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. Right? Listen to this pasuk. V'chiyavo levi me'achat sherecha v'chol yitzal sherehu gar sham. It doesn't mean a levi. Uba. Where am I? Uba v'chal avas nafsho v'chol yitzal sherehu gar sham v'sharei v'shem Hashem l'kav. V'chol echav ha'levim ha'omdim sham l'fnei Hashem. Right? He's coming there among his other brothers. How does this teach you that a Kohen can come and do the Avodah whenever he wants? So the Malbim says something fascinating. The Malbim says that Mistama, there's no proof to this, but Mistama, how did it work? Basically, a Kohen worked in the basement twice a year. Right? It was 24 Mishmaros. Right? 48, and you do it twice. It's 48 weeks. Each mishmar worked 1 week. 48 weeks. And then the four other weeks were Yom Tov. So you work twice a year. And when you do a mishmar, you work 1 day. You work 1 day out of the week. Then Shabbat, everybody worked together. Right? Each mishmar was divided into 6 bate avos. So you work 1 day a week. 1 day a week. So it says in the pasuk, what I just read you, so the Bible says like this. Mistama, whatever Beit Av you were in, probably lived in the same city. You were all family together. You lived in the same city, so you went up to from your city to Yerushalayim to do your week together with everyone else in the city. Right? All your relatives and all your cousins, you all went up together with them, right? So the pasuk says, only the Malbim come up with such ideas like this. So the pasuk says that it says v'chiyavo halevi me'achad sha'arecha mikol Yisrael asher hu garsham, meaning he's leaving at the wrong time. One Levi coming from the city. Why is he coming from the city? Why is he coming with the rest of the city? Because he has to bring his own private carpet. He has an unbelievable gift. One Levi, why is he coming? The whole city went together. No. If he by accident ate tumma, he's got to now bring a carbon all of you. He's got to bring a carbon by himself. So you know what? He has the means, he has the ability to do the own carbon. So call a kavod. Right, we said, so it's coming by himself. That's how this pasuk is a raya, is a makar, that a Kohen could go by himself at the wrong time to bring his own carbon. Not the pasuk we mentioned before. This is the makar. So, the Gemara answers as follows. Ime hasam, if it would be from this pasuk, I would have thought, hani mili davar she'ein bo al chet. That's only something that has nothing to do with chet. Avol davar shiva al chet emalo, but if it came for a chet, I would have thought that's not a volunteer. The guy wants to volunteer. He's on the board. I'll come to the basement for a few days. I'll hang out over there. I'll help out. No. But if it's a ched, and that's why I did the other process from before. Well, again, it's the wrong pasuk. Why? It says, the lame shakor mitzchafra ayde atmo, right? So the kohen could bring his own kapara. So the Gemara says again, ime hahi, if it would be that pasuk, have I mean, I would have thought, hanim yil b'shogig. That's only true if the kohen does it b'shogig. Avol b'mezid lo. So not if the kohen has to be a kohen because he did a mezid, kamash malan, b'mezid, even a mezid. So hechi mishkachas lo. How can the kohen ever bring a kohen for a mezid? How can anybody ever bring a kohen for a mezid? Gemara answers, "Bizadon shvua. If you make a shvua false, b'mezid, you bring an olive yard for that as well." By the way, there are, as far as I know, four things you can do wrong and have to bring a carbon b'mezid. Anybody know what those four things are? Number one is a shivcha charufa. You live with a shivcha charufa, b'mezid. You don't. I think I thought it was my wife. No, you knew it wasn't your wife, right? That's number one. Number two is a nazir that becomes tamei, even if he doesn't bemeit it. Right? He has to bring a carbon. Number three are the shvuas. Two types of shvuas. Shvuas ha'edus and shvuas ha'pikadon. Okay? Why the Gemara only picks shvua probably the most common. I promise I didn't take that cookie, right? Things like that. That's the most common thing that happens. Therefore, that's why probably why the Gemara mentions it. Okay? Tanya Idach. Now back to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Omer, Minchas Chote Shal Kahanam Nikmetzes, Vakobetz Kar Bifnei Atmo, Vashirayim Kraven Bifnei Atmo. Right, that's Rav Shimon Shita, we said it six times already. He held that a Minchas Chote of a Kohen was brought in two stages, but everyone holds it wasn't eaten either. Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon Omer, Hakarev Karo Vatmo. No, Rav Shimon Lazar, his son, says like this. I agree with you that there is a kamisa done to this. However, the rest of it is shirayim, is not burned, it's mefazrin al beis hadeshen. It's sprinkled on the beis hadeshen. What does that mean? Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, havi bar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan wondered about that. Beis hadeshen, hecha. What kind of beis, what does it mean, beis hadeshen? E lamayla. If it's lamayla, what's lamayla? So Rashi says, if it's al hatapuah hadeshen, on the tapua, tapua means an apple. It doesn't mean an apple. It means on the what's the word? On the mizbeach there was the main fire. They called it a tapua because it was a pile. It looked like a circle. You put it. Vagalchim shal mizbeach tiburin et hadeshen le tapua nimso dlo sobafaz le hadeshen mori v'rabi zatzal says Rashi. If my Rebbe said that means if you took the shirayim of the minchas chote and stuck it on the mizbeah, where on the tapuach everything else gets burnt. That be tzad. Hainu avua. Then Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon is saying the exact same thing as his father, Rabbi Shimon by a hut. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon said that what do you do with it? You do the kamisa and you burn the rest of it. And what did his son say? You bring the kamisa and then you put it on the beis hadeshen. What does beis hadeshen mean? Oh, you put it on the mizbeah. The same thing with his father. It's the same thing. What do you mean? What's going to happen to it over there? You put it on a fire. I'm not burning it. Of course it's going to get burnt. That can't be pshat. E lamata. What does lamata mean? Look at Rashi. E lamata. B'makom shamashlich mora'a denotza. In the place where they would throw the parts of the birds. Notza is feathers. Mora'a is the crop. Shumat hadeshen. Shumat hadeshen. Eitzel hakevesh. Next to the ramp. Bisham hayu nivlotin, there it would get swallowed up. Bisham hayu mitzvazer, and there it would get dispersed. That's what it's talking about. That's tells us it's impossible. It's impossible to say that Rashi means that. You know why? Tosa says every morning they would take the Chumas Hadeshen, right, put it next to the Kevesh, and sometime during the day, an eighth would happen, it would get swallowed up. Where would it go? I don't know. Right? We'll get followed up. So that's Rashi. That's what he meant. You took the shirayim and you threw it over there. That tells us, wait a minute. That was done, the true intercession was done before you brought the carbon tavid. First thing is that, so it was 3 o'clock in the morning. By the time you go ahead and put, let's say you're going to bring a carbon mincha at 10 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock, by the time you do that, all those ashes are pulled off. You're not even going to burn the shrine. So what are you doing? Right? So Tosfos is a different shot. Tosfos said there was a room in the Beit HaMikdash called the Beit HaDash, and that's when they would burn things that had to get burned. He said, let's say, Yom Kippur, the animal that got tame, whatever, they had to burn it. So there's a special room where they burn possible things. But then it says, what are you talking about? Who said that to get burned? He doesn't say, he said, the kmita was done, and the rest of it was sprinkled on the Beit HaDash. What's the difference? What happened to it? Did it get burned? Did it get swallowed up and go to the netherworld? There's a difference. Tosfos will mock, but it has to get burned, and it's not going to be able to get burned because the desha didn't cool off. Well, who made up that rule? So Tosfos does argue. He says it's a special room. So I was wondering, what's Tosfos so busy with it? So I put it there. Tosfos suggests maybe it was the desha outside the usual item, where they would bring the desha when it got too full every, you know, a few times a year. Maybe that's where you brought it. Tosfos, that can't be. There's a psul yotze. So I said, a psul yotze? Who said that? He says it's sprinkled on the Beit HaDash. I don't care if it's in over here, in Tel Aviv. What's the difference where it is? What kind of psuliyote is that? Does that have anything to do with it? No psuliyote for the Desh in itself. No psuliyote for that. Why? That's he supposed to do with it. But someone says, what's Tosfos busy with this? Who knows? The Tosfos seems to assume it can't leave the Beit HaDash ground. So there's a special room where they used to burn him. Anyway, it's a machlokas. Anyway. No, two. Yeah, there's 3 shittos now. Correct. One is burning the whole thing. That's the Tanakhama. Then Rav Shimon says burning it in 2 stages. And he says, you're burning it in 2 stages, kovet, and then the rest of it goes on the sprinkle on the Beit HaDash. Whatever that means. Exactly. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Yesh lecha davar, shekarv lamata. Is there ever such a thing where there's a karbon lamata? Right? So Amalei, Rabbi Abba, who said it's a carbon? It's not a carbon. I mean, it's a carbon. You're bringing a carbon mincha. Dilmul ibud. Maybe it's going for ibud. Right? Maybe it's going for ibud. In other words, ain't a chinami. Ain't a chinami. There's nothing you're doing with it. Ain't a chinami. Not eating it. It's not a carbon. It's getting burnt. And it goes to ibud. So, Tanya Avod, the Rabbi Avin, says like this. Kol menchas kohen kol tiye lo seyachel. Lachila hikshisa. Blol davar acher. It's only compared, this is the very hard part of the Tzitzah. It's compared to achila and not to something else. In other words, the Torah says like this. It says, kol minchas kohen kolil tiyeh lo seyachel. The kohen's mincha is completely burnt. Don't eat it. Says the Gemara, lachila hikshisa. We're comparing the mincha of a kohen that does a chet to the Kohen Gadol's chavitin, right? Which is mentioned right beforehand. However, they're only compared in the sense that they're not eating. That's it compared to. Not regarding anything else. Why? Because the mincha's chavitin is brought on the mizbeach. Right? And now it's saying now that a mincha's chotek is not brought on the mizbeach. Where is it brought? The Beit HaDash, whatever that is, right? Right? Fine. My ka'amar. How did you get that out of this pasuk? How did you darshan this pasuk? So Amar Abaya, Pachi ka'amar. Here is how we darshan the pasuk. Kol minchas kohen lo sochel. It says in the pasuk like this: any mincha don't eat. Kol minchas kohen lo sochel. Carbon minchas of a kohen not eat. Right? Chovaso. That means a chol. A kohen has to be a carbon, so that's not eaten. Kalil tihiyeh, then when it says kalil tihiyeh, that's nidvaso. That's a voluntary nidava. Right? Again, when the pasuk says lo sochel, that means a minchas kova. Right? You can't eat it. What happens to the shirayim? They go to the ibud. They go to garbage. Right? And then it says in the pasuk kalil tihiyeh, that means that a minchas nidava is burnt on top of the mizbeach. The problem is, when you compare A to B, you mention A first and B second. Here, we're comparing A to B, but we're mentioning B first and A second, which is Rava's problem. Amalei Rava, Sakina Kharifa mi pasta kroi. You took a knife to cut up this pasta. In other words, says Rava, you want a darshan, lo sochel, and afterwards lo cut. The whole thing is backwards. The whole thing is backwards, says Rava. Elam Rava, call minchas kohen, any mincha of a kohen, kal tihyeh nidvaso. That's talking about a nidava. Then it says, lo teachel, that's chavaso. That makes sense. So the Gemara says, the epachana, why don't I switch it around? Right? Meaning what? That a nidava is not eaten, and the chova has to get burnt. So mistabra, nidvaso have a little ribuy. It makes a lot more sense to say that the nidava was what we want to include. Why? She came to dira. A minchas chavitin of a kohen is brought every day, kohen gadol brought every day. Lo chati, it's not brought for a chet. Why is it brought? Because the Torah says. And third of all, basim reche, it smelled nice. Why did it smell nice? Why did it smell nice? Because it had lavona. Adra was just opposite. Chavat ha'le the chol was better. Why? Shekei nisaron has the same measurement as an nisaron, right? And a minchas nedava, it was a different shear. And chova, and you have to bring it every day. The other answer is more. Okay? That was hard. I rushed it because we're in a rush. Now, Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon who hold that they argue on Rav Shimon, and they say there is no kmita at all on a minchas kohen of a kohen. No kmita at all. Hi, called minchas kohen, called tiyeh, sochel, my avdilei. What do they do with that pasuk? We boil it like Tanya. They use it for the following drasha. Ainli ella el yona. I only know el yona means a minchas chavitin. Below tiktar. I only know that a minchas chavitin Kalo tiktar is completely burnt. Vichtachtona and the minchas on the bottom, meaning all other minchas of a kohen, below tochel, cannot be eaten. Menai and lutin is the amar shal zeh bezeh, is the amar shal zeh bezeh. How do we know that each halacha applies to each mincha? Hamad lamar kalal kalal zera shava. Namar kan kalal, benamala halan kalal. Mala halan kalal tiktar, af kan kalal tiktar. Mal kan lutin losa se al siloto, af lahalan lutin losa se al siloto. That's what we're going to do with this psukim. End of discussion. Okay? It all fits in. Now, new topic, 3 lines until we get to the Mishnah. Right? Yeah. New topic. Boy Ravina. Ravina asked the following question. A Kohen, as a matter of fact, the Ola Shlomo says, why are we talking about a Kohen? Anybody. The Rambam has to talk to anybody. Kohen, she'achal min ha'imurin mahu. A Kohen ate a murin. Maybe the Gemara mentions the Kohen because it's the most probably likely to happen with a Kohen. What are imurin? Imurin are fat that are supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. The Kohen ate that. It could be Israel too. Anybody ate that. It's probably a Kohen. Who else is going to do this? But it's the same in halakha. Kohen took it and brought it to Israel, or Kohen ate it himself. Now, what's the din? Now, it says like this. Now, what's the din? Lav de Zarus, right? Regarding the lav of Zarus, lo kami boyali. That I'm not bothering. I'm not asking that kasha. Lo kami boyali, right? He's certainly chayiv for a czar doing what you're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to eat that. Right? Look at the second to last rashi on the page. Lav de czaris. Kol czar lo yochal kodesh. No czar is allowed to eat kodesh. Okay? Does anybody know where that pasuk is? That pasuk is that a czar is not allowed to eat truma. Why does Rashi pick that pasuk? This is the pasuk that says, well, I'm not asking about a czar. There's no shaila. I don't care if you're a kohen. I don't care if you're a troll. You can't eat imurin. That's not my... That's no shaila about that. The shaila was, ki come and boyli, lav de kol tiyah. It's a separate iser. It has to be burnt. And by you eating it, you didn't let it get burnt. Separate iser. Are you chayiv for that? Are you over an iser of not letting it get burnt? That was the Gemara's kasha. So it says Rashi, well, how do we know you can't eat it? It says, kol zar lo yochal kodesh. Yeah, that pasuk's by Truma. What's Rashi doing? Right? Who asked that question? Tosfos. Right? Tosfos answers that, by the way, the pasuk that says, V'zar lo yochal, ki kodeshem. Right? It says, Zar lo yochal, ki kodeshem. A zar can't eat any kodshim because it's holy. Why did Rashi pick the pasuk from Truma? So Rashi gives, Tosfos gives two answers where Rashi did that. Number one, because we learn out the Gzeir Shava from the two. The Gzeir Shava learned out from both. It says, Chet, Chet from Truma, that you over me ila by kodshim. That's one. And second shot is Rashi didn't want to use that pasuk because the pasuk of Bizar lo yochal ki kodeshem, the Bizar keini kodshim, that pasuk is talking about your kohen is allowed to eat the meat. Always allowed to eat it because you're not. Here, no one's allowed to eat it. So Rashi didn't want to use that pasuk. Okay? Anyway, his kasha wasn't on that. That's the shaila that Azar can't eat emur. I don't care who you are. You can't eat emur. It's for the mitzvah. That's for sure yichayim. Are you chayim on that? You prevented it from getting burnt. You prevented it from getting burnt, right? Ki kamevayli lav dekal tiya. My, what's the story? Amar of Aaron. You ever heard of Aaron
before?
Aaron?
That's it, right? Aaron.
Never heard of him. What? He do what? Of course, you've heard of Aaron Kotler. Have you ever heard of the name of Aaron in the Gemara? Very rare. Very rare. Amar of Aaron, Rav Aaron's little Ravina, Tashma, Titania, Rav Elaza Omer, Kol Shehu, Bekol Tiyah, Lichin Losate, Alachi Lotto. Ein Achinami. You're going to be Chayav Losate. Why? Because the Torah said, it's an inference, don't do anything that will prevent it from getting burnt. So if you eat it, you're preventing it from getting burnt. Besides the Isser of being over, besides the Isser of what? Of a czar eating kachim, you're not supposed to eat that, supposed to get burnt. You're also over a separate Isser, says Rav Aaron, of preventing it from getting burnt. Separate Isser. Okay, yeah, interesting. Okay, very good. Good? Okay, next. Minchas Kahanim. Minchas Kahanim, Minchas Kohen, Mashiach, the Mincha of a Kohen, the Mincha of a Kohen Gadol, Minchas Nesachim, and the Mincha that is brought with every carbon, accompanying every carbon, La Mizbeach, all that goes to the Mizbeach, the Ein, Lehen, La Kahanim. The Kohen gets nothing from these Minchas. The Minchas Chavitin, the Minchas of a Kohen, and the Mincha of every carbon, they all get burnt, the Kohen gets zero. Ubazeh yafa koach mizbeach mikoach kahanim. In that way, the mizbeach beats kahanim. Why? Because the mizbeach gets it. And you kohen get nothing. However, shtei alechem, velechem aponim, and the two loaves of Shavuot and the 12 loaves of every Shabbat, ne'achal lekahanim. They are yes eaten by kahanim. The ein behen mizbeach, and the mizbeach gets none of that. The mizbeach gets none of that. Right? Ubazeh yafakal kahanim mikolach hamizbeach, and in that sense, the kahanim beat the mizbeach. Very funny lashon. So look at Tosfos. Ubazeh yafakal kahanim mikolach hamizbeach. You see the Tosfos little one there?
We had like three dots on it.
Afagah the Tosfos. Even though the ikkav kvasim v'hadei lechem, there are two sheep that correspond to the bread on Shavuot, and ubazichi lavona, and there are two spoons of lavona. V'hadei lechem upon him that connect the lechem upon him, and we had two dots saying that since they connect, it's as if the lechem upon him. Remember, we had those very hard dots that we said that since the position on the mizbeach, it's like the whole thing is on the mizbeach. Remember, we had all that. Just because you bring in the lechem a spoon, just because goof of me a lechem the mizbeach, you don't bring the bread on the mizbeach, right? Just because, and then we had those. Three dots. Well, just because you do it, they're connected, right? So whenever the right, we have to find out the when do we say it and when don't we say it, right? So when it's convenient, we say it, and when it's not convenient, we don't say it, right? It's very funny. What? Yeah, the funny lashon. What? It's emphasizing, right? So now the Gemara says, wait a minute, Pesu Lekka? These are the only things in the world. These are the only things in the world that a Kohen doesn't get anything. Go, Ikka, what about Ola? What about an Ola? So the Gemara answers, well, Ikka, Ora l'kahanim. Yeah, by an ola, the kohen gets the hide. So the kohen gets the hide. I vika ola to ol. What about an ola birth? The Gemara says, well, ika mora'a vinotza. There's the mora'a and the crop and the feathers, which the mizbech does get. And then you eat the rest of the bird. So it is a split. I vika nechat nitzach. What? So that's considered the mizbeach. Right? I'm sorry, the other way around. Right? The Marana, don't call them mizbeach. I'm sorry. What if they wanted to? Maybe they could. They want to make feathers? I don't know. So maybe they could take. But the point is, the mizbeach doesn't get the whole thing. The mizbeach didn't get it. Vika nesachim. What about nesachim? Wine. Right? The Gemara answers, Lashit, what? Yeah. The Gemara says, Lashit in Oslo. No, they don't go down the Mizbeah. They get poured down the hole. They get poured down that hole. So look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, Bo'ika Ola. Right? Im Tomar, Bo'ika Lavona. What about a carbon Lavona? If somebody wants to bring Lavona. Damrina Parakama de Basra, Ha'omer, Harei Alai Lemizbeah, Yabi, Harei Alai. Ha'omer harei alai lemizbeach yavi lavona. Shein lecha davar shekar kula mizbeach el lavona. That guy's going to bring lavona. You don't get any of that lavona. So Yeshlamar Tosfos answers, Delo mayri hacha el b'midi dechazi la'achila. We're only talking about things that are edible. L'hachi lochash nami eitim. Right, L'rabi, we're not talking about wood. Talking about feathers. Feathers are not edible. No, the mizbeach didn't get it. Right, that's the same answer. The mizbeach didn't get it. Right? But in the Kanami, if you brought a carpet of lavona, taka, a coin wouldn't get anything of it. Same thing with wood. What I'm talking about, those things aren't edible. Umay bazu. So why are we using Tzaponi Lashon? This way, we beat you. Why for Tzaponi Lashon? Lafuki midi Shmuel. To tell you, unlike Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Misnadev Yayin. If someone is Misnadev wine, maybe he brings it, Umazalfa Agave Ishin. He does sprinkle it on the Mizbeach. Right? We just said a second ago, now, what does wine mean? It's called the mizbeach. You pour it down the hole. That's not considered the mizbeach. It's on the mizbeach, yes. It's on the property of the mizbeach. It's on the dimensions of the... That's not considered the carbon. That's just poured down the hole. But Shmuel didn't say that. Shmuel said, if someone says, I'm going to be menadiv yayin, what's the halacha? The halacha is, you sprinkle it on the mizbeach. Kamash balan, no, the lashit and ugly. No, it goes to shisin. It goes down the drain. Right, that's why we had that whole discussion that, according to Shmuel, going to sprinkle wine on the mizbeach, what's going to happen? You know what happens? You sprinkle wine on the mizbeach, you're dousing the flame. How could you do that? It's an answer. So the answer is, you have no kavanah to do that. You don't want to do that. You have no intention to do that. But isn't it a sick ratio? Isn't it going to happen by itself? So we said, that maybe that's a raya, that a sick ratio, the lo nichole, in non-Shabbat context, is not awesome. It's not a chop. Right? That might be okay. It's a whole discussion because it comes up by shotgun. Right? I don't care that I'm wearing shotgun. I'm not doing it with shotgun. I'm doing it because I want to avoid the tax. So I'm going to put on three coats so then I don't have to pay the tax in the luggage. Right? It weighs too heavy. So I'll wear six coats and then I'll go onto the plane. I shot it. That's not my intention. So what? It's a situation. Right? So then we say maybe there's Michele because you're warmer. So it's a whole discussion about this. But this is one of the rides, and maybe the situation is a Michele by a non-Shabbat, it would be Muslim. Okay? Now, but even though we just rejected Shmuel, we're going to accept him somewhere else. Messiah Leil Shmuel. We have this already. Dama Shmuel, Hamitznadev Shemen, if someone is donate Shemen, Komto, you can do Kemitah on it, the Shiarim Nechalim, and the Shiarim can be eaten. How could you do Kemitah on oil? Remember, we had this. What did we say? Maybe you make the oil get hard. Then you do kmita. How can you do kmita on a liquid? Some say, exactly what? Kmita on shemen is possible. Why is it possible? Because it's so thick. You can do kmita. What kind of kmita is it going to be? I'm not sure. Wine is like water. You can do kmita on wine. Wine you have to sprinkle. Shemen you can do. Others say, no, maybe it has to be hardened. When it's hard, then it's like a jelly, like a hard jelly, shemen when it congeals. Then maybe you could do kmita. Oh, you had that whole discussion there. So that, we do agree with Shmuel. no wine. Wine, you can't do kumitz on wine. Therefore, Shmuel held, you have to sprinkle it. Now, shtelechem lechem upon him. Su lecha, that's it. What about vo'ika chatas ha'ov? What about a chatas ha'ov, which you eat? The answer is vo'ika dama. No, but the blood you don't eat. I get the lo shemen shal betorah. What about the lo shemen? Ika most no sub. No, but what about the parts that you sprinkle on the betorah? On his thumbs and toes. The answer is, but that's not the mizbeach either. But the answer is, yeah, but it's not all to you. Right? Somehow, you're not getting all of it. Why? They're getting some of it. But my bazoo, again, why that funny lotion? And here's how we beat the mizbeach. Lafuki, miman damar, shtei lechem, above 50 atman, lusrei, fa'atkin. Some held, let's say, middle of winter. The guy says, you know, I want to be menade two lechems. Why? Because I love Shavuot so much. It reminds me of Shavuot. I want to do that. So there's a mandama who held, if you do that, they get burnt. Why? Because no such thing. It's not Shavuot. It's the middle of the winter. And if you say that, that's a crazy thing to say. And the loaves get burnt. Kamash Malan, the Bezu Yofa, Kol HaKahanim, La'olam. And we say, no, maybe this mandama would hold. You can do that. Want to donate two breads like it's Shavuot, even though it's the middle of the winter? No problem. You can eat them. And therefore, that's an extra emphasis. We beat the Mizbeach, and even if you do that in not Shavuot's time, you still get to eat them. And the Mizbeach still gets nothing. What kind of carbon is that? I'm being makar two loaves of bread in the middle of Shavuot, in the middle of the winter. Who eats that? What do you do with that? How you makar it? Some said that you have to burn them. Well, it's baltash, you just threw out two loaves of bread. All right? Others say, no, go eat it, kizutay. What kind of carbon is that? I'm not sure. But you can eat it. Okay, next. Kol ha-minchad ha-nasis b'kli. Any mincha that's put in a kli, these are the fundamental halachas of mincha over here in the seventh parah. Right? When you bring a mincha, you have a kli, and shlosh matano shemen, you put in three times you put in shemen. Yitika, ubalila, umatan shemen b'kli, kodim la-siyasim. Right? Yitika, how did it translate the word yitika? Pouring. Right. So, shlosh matano shemen. Yitika, ubalila, umatan shemen b'kli, kodim la-siyasim. Right? Before you do anything, look at Rashi. It's a long Rashi, but we can do it. Rashi says, it's the second Rashi on the Mishnah. Shebetzila, you start off with a carbon. We start off with a mincha. What do you do? Betzila, how you know, sin shemen, bekli, kodim, sin, tasola. The first thing you do is you put in shemen. Put in oil from the bottom of the kli. Viachakach, no, sin, love, tasola. Then you put in flour. Viachosib, no, sin, shemen. Then you put in oil. Ubol el b'shemen. Then you mix the shemen and the flour together. Then you put in shemen again to be mekayeh the mitzvah of pouring. Lafukin minchas mafa, except for a baking mincha, she'ein kol ma'aseha b'kli, it's not done in a kli, sharei nefes betanur, you do it in an oven, she'ein tu'una yitzika. And that mincha doesn't have pouring. Fine. Aval idach beiz matnos tzricha. But you need the other two. Fine. Ba'af agaf, demastisim, tani yitzika tzchila, even though yitzika is first. And it's really the third thing to happen. Why is it first? What does the Mishnah say? First comes Yitzika, then Belila. Why is it turned backwards? So the Rashi answers, Afilu hachi, eina ela b'achrona. It's last. V'hachi mashna matnitim. Here's how the Mishnah should be read. V'shah she'osa Yitzika, tarech she'tehe ha'belila nasis kvar. When you do stage number three, make sure stages one and two are already done. Okay? It's a very difficult answer. Make any sense, really, right? But Yitzika's first, meaning I'm doing Yitzika, but of course I did stages one and two. That's what Rashi means to say, the Mishnah says. Why does the Mishnah say that? V'kodim b'lila, say matan shemen b'kli, kodim la'siyasa. And again, before you do stage two, make sure you do stage one, mori v'rebi zasal. Right? Rashi says that in this section so many times, mori v'rebi zasal, I don't know why. It's the same thing, it's just called a different name, it's a different stage. Same thing. It means putting in the oil. You put in the oil, you put in the flour, you put in the oil, mix it up, then you put in the oil again. Right? Okay. What? Where are we? Chalos belulon, the loaves were mixed. Divi Rabbi Akiva. The chacham omrim solos. The chacham, they know flour. Chalos tu'unos belila. Chalos, right, there were two things. There were chalos and rekikim. Chalos tu'unos belila. Chalos require mixing. Rekikin Meshicha, and Rekikin just require what's called smearing with oil. Kezad Moshkin, Kimin Ki, they would do it like the Greek letter Ki. What that is the Igri Machloket, is it an X, is it a Ches, is it whatever it is. Bajar Nechon Lakahanim, and the rest of it was eaten by Kahanim. Lemute Mai, what does this come to include? Just going to do it till 2011 now, because tomorrow's office is gigantic. Lemute Mai, Amar of Papa, Lemute Minchas Mape, to exclude the Minchas Mape, which does not have those requirements. Tanar Banan. The Minchas Marcheshes Karbonechas Tzelos Hashem and Teyaseh. That's the pasuk. Malam Mechitu Una Ma'an Shemen Bekli. This even here requires Ma'an Shemen and a Kli. Karbonecha Karbonecha Lekli Rishava Ma Kai Ma'an Shemen Bekli Af Lahal Ma'an Shemen Bekli Ma Lahal Yitiko Blila Af Kai Yitiko Ubalila. It's all the same. It's all the requirements apply to every single mincha. Okay, tomorrow we'll stop here. I'm gonna have a happy life moment. Tomorrow is not when I said it's gigantic. I didn't mean it's gigantic in size. It's not. As a matter of fact, I'm an office, it's going to take a total of 5 minutes because it's the same thing over and over again. I'm amazed. There's so many things to talk about. So hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about the nice, actually halachal and nice things. And it's tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. We'll see you tomorrow.